Welcome back. My guests are Charles Horak and Eric Pearson, co-founders of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, now in its sixth year. What else do you have on tap for us? Of course, it all kicks off this Thursday, August 1st at 7 p.m. with West Side Story featuring Rita Moreno. And then?
Well, we have all sorts of classics, big and small, you know, anything from Dirty Harry to Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Ben-Hur, Citizen Kane, you know, just fell from the number one slot film of all time to the number two film of all time. Finally, after 3 decades, I think got pushed off by Vertigo. So,
And a lot of those films that are really good for your kids to see if they're of a certain age, over 10 really, Adventures of Robin Hood, War of the Worlds, which I think is just a seminal example of the 1950s sci-fi horror. It's good stuff. You've got The Sound of Music, which is going to be wonderful with Angela Cartwright introducing that. She was one of the child stars of that movie. One of the things I like about the Rita Moreno thing that you mentioned is she's going to really interact with the public at two book signings. We talked about her telling some stories. Well, she's written a lot of them down so she won't forget them, and we won't, in a memoir. And so on Friday, August 2nd, she'll be in the Foundation Room, and then again on Saturday in the afternoon. And you can check the website for that, but the only admission is the price of a book that she will sign and visit with you.
Probably let you take a picture, too.
Yes, I suspect.
Apparently, she's had her picture taken several times.
You think?
Which is interesting to me. So,
yes,
but
she knows
she's
how to
such
stand
a
in
lovely person, and she's really generous with her time.
Before the break, you were mentioning how you've been in the Plaza Theater and seen films that you'd seen over and over again, as well as things you'd never seen. And, you know, I think that's one of the hallmarks of a great film festival. We just mentioned a lot of really big films that would also include The Graduate and Meet Me in St. Louis.
Ben-Hur.
But the obscure ones are just
I get
remind
as big a thrill
me that
about
I have been clueless about so much.
Right. We have some great ones, you know, from the North American digital premiere at the festival of Alphaville, which has been unavailable for several years and unseen in America, at least. So they're re-debuting it here after it's been cleaned up and new subtitles. But that's Jean-Luc Godard's great sci-fi French New Wave film from the early 60s. We have a crazy film called Possession that's sort of been rediscovered and re-released. Things like Phase 4, a 1974 film from Saul Bass, the great graphic designer who only made one feature film, Phase 4. And it's been cleaned up and restored, and we've got coming back. So,
And the other thing is you're going to see a lot of movies that are done by local filmmakers. I think that's important.
Very important.
You know, these are a lot of times students and people on a shoestring budget, and they don't have the opportunity to have distribution deals. And some of the movies are very, very good. In fact, about 3 years ago, we had a short film that we screened, Red Mesa by Ilana Lapid, and that was nominated for an Oscar. I mean, it had the opportunity to be nominated.
Close enough, it got into the glow.
But how great is that to be able to highlight our local talent? So you'll see a lot of those at the El Paso Museum of Art, and of course out in the Arts Festival Plaza is the Good, Bad, and the Indie, which is always kicks off the festival as well. And so a lot of
again, one of my favorites because you do get to see what people are doing with technology. You're the products of tomorrow.
Yeah. And Rocky Horror will be back out there as
course,
well with 2,000 screaming fans.
That outdoor setting is so much fun. You know, we've got Clerks this year. There's Pee-wee's Big Adventure up on the Mills Plaza drive-in walk-up. This is Spinal Tap, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So there's just a lot of really fun things going on up there. Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. So
now, I suspect that 6 years ago, or probably more like 7 or more years ago, when you first started
6 years ago
contacting people.
6 years and a day.
And a day. When you first started reaching out, contacting people in the movie community globally. Talk to me a little bit about how the response has changed over these last 6 years.
Wow. Well, it's amazing that 5.5 years ago when we decided to do this, I had no idea who to call to get a print of something and literally started with the 800 number, the front desk at Warner Brothers, and going through the phone tree till you found the right person who was probably in a basement somewhere in charge of the archive.
Who usually knows what they're doing.
So, you know, Eric and I have been out to Hollywood a number of times over the years. And, you know, after that first year and convincing people to give us their best quality prints, a relationship has formed. And it does help now that we're 6 years in that there's some of the studios are really on board and are looking and making plans to premiere things here even.
Oh, that's sweet.
I always tell a story about a Sony studio executive who I picked up at the airport, and I'm trying to tell him about the town, and he's acting like he's exiled to El Paso. He's just sitting there with his thumb on his phone, and there's the mountain. And then he goes across the street, and he sees the theater. We're checking him at the hotel, and he goes in to look at Picnic, which is one of their films, and he sees the theater. And he comes right out and says, I'm going to help you guys out. And he has been a believer ever since. And that's what it is people really believe in what we're doing. And it's so nice to see the crowds, when they come and see the crowds of people who also believe in what's going on, it just becomes a really wonderful upward spiral. You know, we're not circling. We're circling and going up into the clouds.
Now,
this is a really great project.
Charles the evangelist, but you're the one that's, He's getting
he's circling into the clouds.
Yes, circling into the clouds.
Actually, people have accused me of that for years.
He's a runaway spaceman.
You need some of that dreaming that goes on. What about ancillary events, places to eat, things to do? Have you had any concerns or complaints or comments?
You know, downtown is hopping. It's really amazing in those 6 years how much has grown.
Paul Foster and Alejandra Foster opened up a Starbucks in the Mills Building, which is right next door to the Plaza Theater.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
They're opening up a really nice steakhouse bistro called Anson's, and named after Anson Mills.
Absolutely.
You've got the Green Ingredient. You've got Pike Street Market, which helps us out. You've got Kips. You've got House of Pizza down. I mean, all of these things.
I figured the answer to that
appeared downtown.
The answer to that question was going to be longer than the last minute could hold, and indeed it was. And that's the good news, is that.
So come, bring friends, and have fun.
There you go. What more is there? My guest today, Charles Horak, who is host of KTEP's On Film and artistic director of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, who 6 short years ago got together with Eric Pearson, president of the El Paso Community Foundation, and voila, an effortless Plaza Classic Film Festival has evolved. It opens Thursday, August 1st, and it runs through Sunday, the 11th. Festival passes are on sale now for $200 for the entire festival. Film entry fees range from being free to about $10. There's no excuse for not enjoying this to the hilt. Call 533-4020 for information, or better yet, just visit plazaclassic.com. Thank you both not only for coming in today, but for your continued investment in this terrific event. Thank you so much.